KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 58 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting at the courthouse this morning, beginning at 8:30. On their agenda today is discussion and possible action on filling the Cass County attorney's position. The board last week, as you may recall, accepted the resignation of David Wiederstein after the board previously voted to make the position full-time. The options the board has at this time are to fill the position by appointment or by special election to fill the remaining balance of the term, the unexpired term. In other business, the supervisors will act on adopting a resolution approving tax compliance procedures related to tax-exempt bonds and a resolution approving a loan agreement to provide for the sale and issuance of general obligation county purpose bonds, Series 2017A, along with the levy of taxes to pay for them. They're also expected to review the bid tabulation and act on the awarding of a contract for a bridge replacement project on Tucson Road. That bridge is located 1/4 mile west on 690th Street in Tucson. Their final item of business is to act on approving the employment of an information technology geographic information system specialist coordinator. An Atlantic man will appear in court on November 13th for a sentencing hearing related to three OWI offenses that occurred earlier this year. On Monday, 50-year-old Rex Dean McDermott entered a plea of guilty to the charges, thereby avoiding a trial that had been scheduled for September 12th. Department of Corrections officials will prepare a pre-sentence investigation for the court prior to his actual sentencing. McDermott was arrested in connection with OWI offenses that took place March 23rd, May 7th, and June 29th. The latest incident resulted in McDermott suffering severe injuries after he was ejected from a UTV that crashed near 10th and Mulberry Streets. McDermott was driving the machine southbound on Mulberry when he crossed the street and hit a utility pole guide wire, causing the UTV to flip onto its side and land on the driveway. He was transported to the Cass County Hospital and later flown by helicopter to the hospital in Omaha for extensive treatment. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday 10 people had been arrested by his officers over the past couple of weeks. On Wednesday, 52-year-old Michael Roeder of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant, or warrants, I should say, for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. On Tuesday, officers arrested 48-year-old Joe Brennan of Audubon for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Last Saturday, 35-year-old Chad Wilcox of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. On August 25th, 45-year-old Jesse Simmons of Atlantic was arrested for driving while barred. On August 24th, 21-year-old Blake Zweck of Atlantic was arrested for OWI, assault on a person in certain occupations, and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 25-year-old Alejandro Ovalle of Lansing, Michigan, was arrested by Atlantic Police for public intoxication. On August 23rd, officers with the APD arrested 33-year-old Stephen Foots of Atlantic for lottery forgery or theft of tickets. On August 21st, 45-year-old Lisa Shrimpton of Omaha was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. On August 18th, 39-year-old Alicia Steese of Jefferson was arrested in Atlantic for shoplifting. And on August 16th, 31-year-old Justin Howd of Manila was arrested by Atlantic Police on Cass County warrants for theft in the first degree and burglary in the third degree. All of the suspects were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Police in Creston said this morning that a resident of the 500 block of North Cherry Street reported on Thursday that sometime between 6:13 a.m. and 6:48 a.m. on that date, three of his tires had been slashed on his vehicle while it was parked at the Super 8 Motel in Creston. Loss was estimated at $400. And 30-year-old Sean William Tyndall of Mount Air was arrested throughout Thursday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center after he turned himself in on a warrant for probation violation and an Adair County warrant for failure to appear. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,300 bond. A Shelby County man was arrested Wednesday night. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says 57-year-old Mark William Tierney of Tennant was arrested at around 9 p.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault displaying a weapon after deputies were called to the 500 block of 8th Street in Tennant for a family disturbance. Upon arrival and further investigation, Tierney was taken into custody without incident and was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Tierney appeared before the Shelby County magistrate on Thursday, then was being held under a $2,000 cash or surety bond. A traffic stop early Thursday morning in Page County resulted in the alleged assault of a deputy and the arrest of a woman on a trio of charges. The Page County Sheriff says A pickup truck was pulled over for a traffic violation a little after midnight Thursday, and the driver, 39-year-old Jill Christine Curran of rural Brattyville, was given tests for driving while under the influence. During the arrest, Curran allegedly assaulted the deputy, causing injury to that deputy. Curran was taken to the Page County Jail on charges of interference with official acts, operating a motor vehicle while under the influence, first offense, criminal mischief in the first degree or fifth degree, and assault on persons engaged in certain occupations, in this case, a peace officer. She was unable to post a $4,000 cash-only bond and was being held in the Page County Jail. A traffic stop Wednesday morning on Interstate 80 near mile marker 7 in Pottawatomie County, or around the Council Bluffs area, resulted in the arrest of the driver on drug charges and the recovery of 91 pounds of marijuana. Sheriff's officials say a deputy stopped a 2017 Hyundai Elantra for speeding at around 10:20 a.m. on I-80 eastbound in Council Bluffs. A sheriff's canine was deployed and conducted a free air sniff around the vehicle. The dog alerted to the odor of narcotics inside the vehicle, and the driver, 21-year-old Gabriel James Swisher of Glendale, Wisconsin, was initially given a warning for speeding. Swisher was then asked for permission to search the vehicle. He denied, but a probable cause search was conducted based on the indications given by the canine. And during the search, several vacuum-sealed packages of marijuana were located and seized into evidence. Swisher was arrested for drug possession and delivery of marijuana. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.